Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, a radio program with the folks whom we honor this week, our state's farm and ranch families. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Yes, it's National Ag Week, a time when we officially thank all of you who grow the crops and feed the livestock. Some years ago, during one of those difficult periods of spring weather, I asked my father-in-law, who farmed a half section, why do you do it? His answer was simple. Well, for one thing, it's all I know, but it's also how I put food on the table for the family. He went on to say, I heard on the radio that one farmer feeds about 90 people. With my tiny operation, if I can feed 15 or 20, just think of the difference that I'm making. Really gave me something to think about. Now let me give you a few facts to think about. The latest estimates show that each U.S. farm is responsible for feeding 172 people. That number continues to grow. Something very special, 98.5% of all farms and ranches are family-owned and operated. And listen to this. In our state, about 2,500 of those have been in the same family for over 100 years. Agriculture is responsible for some 30% of our state's total economic output at $32 billion. That's 130,000 ag-related jobs in the state. There's a lot of other statistics, but I'm certain you get the idea. Agriculture is South Dakota, not just during National Ag Week, but every week of the year. Finally, next Saturday between 9 and 2, South Dakota Corn will be taking part in Ag Day at the Washington Pavilion in Sioux Falls. This popular annual event is a wonderful educational opportunity, especially for our non-farm families, to discover the awesomeness of agriculture. Be sure to stop by our booth, take part in a scavenger hunt, play a little cornhole, and take home a corn planting kit. Over the years, Ag Day at the Pavilion has become a very special event for families from all across the region. We hope you can attend. From all of us at South Dakota Corn, be safe in your spring labors, and hey, thanks a bunch for all that you do.